Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
You ever look at Mad Comics? Come on now. Some of you are giving me that. Who, me? There's a little guy in Mad Comics, is Alfred E. Newman, and he's all the way through the comics. He's got this simple little look and this simple little smile. Usually there's somewhere around his face it says, who, me worry? It's kind of like, I'm not going to sweat that. And I thought the other day, not a bad idea. Who, me worry? The energy and the effort that is expended worrying when it will not solve a thing. Let me tell you how I do it. I do it in a prayer. In words something like this. Something has happened to me that I didn't deserve. I didn't have it coming. I had not done wrong, but wrong was being done against me. I will say, Lord, you're with me right now. You are here and you have your reason for what is happening. You will not take advantage of me. You will not let this go any further than you're pleased. You're much too kind to be cruel. You're much too good to be unjust. Take charge. Use my integrity to defend me. Give me the grace to stay calm. Control my emotions. Be the Lord over my present situation. That kind of prayer. If I have prayed that sort of prayer through the year once, I must have prayed it dozens of times. Lord, there is no way I can set the record straight, it seems, and it's getting tougher, and I find myself cast at your disposal. Take over, Lord. You be the sovereign. You be the master over this moment. I can't change this person, or I can't alter this event. You be the Lord over it. I got a phone call back when our older daughter was in high school, and she was on the cheerleading squad and was on the top of the pyramid they had built, and she was to do a flip off the pyramid and was to land on her feet. That was the game plan. But she landed on the back of her head, and she couldn't move, and I got a phone call. And between the church office, where I was when I got the call, and the school campus, where I was within a matter of maybe 12, 15 minutes, I was offering that kind of prayer. When I got there, they had her in one of these stretchers that wraps you and holds you, keeps you from moving. And she said to me, Daddy, I can't move my fingers. And I can't feel very well. It's kind of tingling. I confess to you at that moment, seized with fear. And I leaned down over Carissa very slowly, and I whispered in her ear, sweetheart, I will be with you through all of this, but more importantly, he is Lord. Jesus is Lord over this whole event. I was totally helpless. I was medically inept and inadequate. I had no control over healing her life and her body. She was at the mercy of God. And I remember the deliberateness in which I set apart Christ as Lord in my heart, and I attempted to do it for her since she was in this helpless estate. She's fine today. She pulled through it, and there was no lasting damage. There was a fracture, but it thankfully wasn't in that terrible spot that results in paralysis.
When something happens that you didn't deserve, ask God to take charge. Ask Him for the grace to stay calm, to control your emotions, and to be Lord over the situation. God is sovereign. Only He can change people and alter events. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Hope Beyond Bitterness, When Life Just Ain't Fair, was copyrighted in 1988, and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.